log in, because I haven't logged in here. Hope you guys are well. I'd like to hook up with you guys tonight. Those of you who have, or, you know, expressed interest in being auditors and testers for our website, we want your email addresses tonight. And I lost the initial passel of them, so I will need to get those again, you guys. If you have them, you know, I'd appreciate that very much. Let me see who we got online here tonight. So I didn't log into the website. I was on my phone. I was on remote. That's what I was doing. Pardon me for babbling here. Let me see. So yeah, we're rolling that bitch out, and it's going to be different. You know, it's going to look different. And that one still that we showed you on Facebook and on Twitter, you know, gives you an idea as to where we're going. This is going to be a much brighter looking site. It's going to be, you know, it's going to have a whole lot of. So there's Paulie. Oh, so Paul, I got your email address, man, I think. But just in case, message that to me at Twitter, Paul. Here is the mage. How do you pronounce that, man? From Reno. How you doing, brother? Kevin, he's buffering in Duluth. Sorry about that. John, hello. Phil and BSP's from Guam. Back with us. Wasey is with us. Don McDonald, hi from Spokane, home of the Gonzaga Bulldogs. Just was watching them play basketball this past week against Santa Clara, and they beat a couple of teams, St. Mary's and Santa Clara, I think. Bryn is with us. James Kaufman, and Brendan is here. We also got Jonathan. I forget where Brendan's at. Lori is with us. How you doing, Lori? Which Lori? We have so many. Christopher, how you doing, brother? Doug is here. And I don't know who you got. Here is Brendan from Anchorage. Thanks, man. Hayden is with us. And James Kaufman, of course, he's a dude is from way up in Montana and shit. Nathan is here. Wasey. All right, so cool. Jeff's here from Sacramento. Dr. Jeff. Doug, listening to the WBC on satellite radio. Oh, the World Baseball Classic? The World Baseball Classic. Mike Nickus is here. I'm not getting any buffering here, so that's your fucking problem. No, what can I tell you, man? It all has to do with relatives, you know. If it's not originating at our end, then you can thank the lack of net neutrality. No, I don't know what it is. It might be the speed of your computer. It might be your Wi-Fi connection. I have no idea, but we're pretty cool tonight coming out of here. Rory McLeod is with us as well. So let me see. Elle is here from Western North Carolina, far out. The Western North Carolina Mountains. Now, what is that? That's almost like Appalachia then, right? L, you have the same name as a model, a famous model. Are you that model? Fret Buzz, no buffering where Fret Buzz is at, wherever that is. Yvette is with us. Good evening, Phil. Love Phil. Only this week, USC won, and looks like the Bruins will win also. All is good. Cool. SC basketball. So they're advancing in the March Madness. You got it. You must realize that I'm very limited when it comes to college basketball. I'm not too crazy. Ken Forsey, I'm old school. Don't have a cell phone. How should I give you my email for beta? Okay, Ken, do you follow me on Twitter at all, man? Or do you follow me on Facebook? If not, no problem. Just friend request me. No, just start following me on Twitter. And friend request me on Facebook. Now, if you don't know what either one of those is, let's see, what else can we do for Ken? Well, I'll think of something. Bernie G is here. Nathan, Alexis, logged on 2 seconds of buffering, and now it's smooth as silk. L. Yep, Appalachian Mountains, Blue Ridge, No, not a model. More like L Driver from Kill Bill. I don't remember who that is. But I'm sure it's accurate. Lori was wondering about the censored show the other day. Lori, that's a good question. That show was just, it just popped out of me. I just said, fuck it, you know, I'll give the characters the day off and I'll just do this sort of, every now and again, I've tried to do these fill-onlys, as we call them. And I did that when I realized I was F-bombing every other fucking word and that the show was going to be free. It was going to be on the free feed. The actual uncensored show, Lori, is on the videocast. So the videocast for that show is raw and it's unedited and all the F-bombs that you want in the whole world are there. So BSPs don't, if you're a backstage pass person and you feel like a show is censored or edited, you're always going to get the raw feed on the videocast. It's one of the reasons why we do the videocast, because it's just, it's everything sort of just, it's just spilling out onto the deck like the little Kintner boy. I don't want to, no. Okay, so Karma Jasada, streaming fine for me here in Seattle. Beautiful. Nathan Smith, I'm up for beta testing the new site. Well, look at that. There's me. Okay, Nathan, there's Nathan's email. You don't mind giving it out here on the thing. Why am I not able to copy that? There we go. All right, man. Yeah, if you don't mind giving me your email right now, that would be a beautiful thing. I can go ahead and copy it. But I realize that, you know, a lot of you guys may have some privacy concerns, and I appreciate that. So those are a couple of other ways. Then the other thing is I'll just go ahead and get it from, I'll get it, you know what? Don't even fucking sweat it, you guys. I'll go ahead and get it from the guys at customer service. So let me just right now, so I don't mess up. I've got, who do I got? I got Nathan Smith, Ken Forsey. I got Paul Dentino. I'm going to get these email addresses from customer service, you guys, and then I will be in touch with you. Now, we need 7 more. Frank, there's Frank. Okay, Frank, you good man. Is that your username, Frank? I guess it is. Stupid me. In order for us to get, this is Frank. All right, that's 4. Don McDonald, hey Phil, any chance Raj and Todd co-host Saturday Cinema with the General? That'd be pretty cool. That'd be funny as fuck. I passed along everybody's good wishes to Paul in Perth. He sends his best back. This is Bryn's friend Paul in Perth, who is not feeling well. He's getting his kidney operation on the 23rd, so a week from tonight I'll be able to let you guys know how things went. Thanks to everybody who has been so kind to him. We're hoping the best for him, Bryn. And thanks for turning us on to him. And here's Don McDonald. So you're offering to beta test the site, Don? Okay. Gotcha, brother. I gotcha, man. Don McDonald. One, two, three, four, five. So I guess we need like 5 more names. L, how can you not know Kill Bill, Phil? I know it, you know, I've seen it, and it's just like gone out of my fucking brain. Because if you think of Tarantino's got so much stuff in those movies in particular. 2 movies, Volume 1 and 2, Quentin Tarantino, I know. Daryl Hannah played... Well, she's hot, girl. Wasn't she? Yeah, she was. Daryl Hannah's hot anyway. James Kaufman, Bernie, have you seen Pauly Sr. and Pauly Jr.? Sign me up, Jamie. Okay, Jamie, I need your email address or your full name. What's your username, dude, so I can just pull you off of customer service, okay? Rory McLeod, some of the characters don't translate well to long-form bits like the Saturday Cinema. I think that's a very good point. That's a very good point. Todd and Raj are very specific. I think what Rory's saying is to the gentleman who requested, I think he's disagreeing with you, and he's calling you an asshole. I'm joking. No, he isn't. And Todd and Raj may work very well, but it's true that there are characters that are just like one-off-y kind of. They're real specific to certain topics they were created. Tina said more. Tina, we're getting names of people to beta test the new website. We have a beta version of it up and ready. We've transferred all of our data. We've got the show logs updated, thanks to Allie and to the rest of you guys and Paul and everybody who helped us out with that. It's a beautiful thing. Rory is an IT guy, and you've already volunteered, Rory. Hey, Rory, let me get your email address from customer service. I'm glad you reminded me, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We need 4 more. Bernie G, Frank. Did I already get you? I think I did, Frank. Yeah, I got you down already, man. In the immortal words of Aaron, the sex line chick from Miami. What was her name? Poor girl. And we just gave her a fucking no end of hell. That poor child. Aaron, God damn it. All right. Tina, you volunteer? All right, Tina. We'll get your email address from... Are you just Tina? How do we find you in the... In our email database? Is it just Tina from Bellingham or wherever you're at? Because that's kind of an important thing. Because we need to email you. Here's Nick. I got you, Nick, the show. Yeah, Nick. Thank you, buddy. All right, so this is the Nick. Is that the Nick show? Okay, cool. Let's see. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So two more. I'm not cutting it off right at 10, but, you know, we can't have 8 million people. And the thing of it is it's really just a... So, Nathan, didn't I already get your name? Nate Smith, is that you, dude? I don't know. Not only you guys, but... yeah, I know you did, Rory. Thank you for that. So I got you here on the list. I'm just trying to see where... Bernie G. Phil, Facebook Live as soon as you give the go-ahead. Oh, you will Facebook Live? Bernie, tonight? Because I'll stick your ass right up here, man. Man, I'll do it, Bernie. Tina, I got your name. And Kamaj Asada. Filet of fish. So what... What do we got to do here, man? You're going to send me your email address, Kamaj, okay? Is that your name, man? Is that how you pronounce your name? Let me look here. Hold on, Bernie. Stand by, Bernie. Ba-da-da-da-di-di-di-di. Let's see here, man. All right. Phil, filet of fish, you follow me, okay? Now I follow you. So, dude, when you get a chance, direct message me, okay? DM me and give me your email. Now, let me, so Bernie, hold on, man. I'm going to go over to, Bernie is in, he is in Daytona Beach, and is it bike week or some shit there, Bernie? I forget what you said it was. Here's Chris. Okay, Chris, I got you, dude. And he is also volunteering. So I think that's plenty, you guys. I don't know. I mean, I don't mean to cut you off nor nothing, but... One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Yeah, that's cool. Brendan... Dude, if you want a beta test, I need to find a way to get your email address is the only thing that I'm needing to tell you here at this time. Phil, do you want me to Facebook Live from Bike Week? I'm ready when you are. Okay, Bernie, hold on, man. I do. I just want to dial up your fucking page here on Groove Central. Okay, because I got to go to Groove Central, man, to find your ass. You know, I'm sure you understand, man. All right. All right, wait. Now, hold on, man. Hold the fucking phone here, man. All right, dude. Now, wait. Okay. Now, let me get to my man, Bernie. There he is here. Okay, Bernie, go ahead and hit me, man. Here it is here. The live video will begin in a moment. All right, Bernie, hit us with your fucking live video, dude. Yeah, man. Hold on. Well, wait a minute. Hold on, Bernie. Hold on. I got to just turn. All I got to do is just turn something off. Wait a second. I got to turn this goddamn music off. Sorry. All right. I got you.
Phil.
Yeah. Bernie's buffering. Bernie is buffering. Hold on, Burns. He's buffering. God damn. Yeah. Look at this. Jesus. Sorry, man. I don't know where you're at, dude. Move around. Might be you. That's Bernie buffering on us, you guys. Bernie! The live video has ended. No. Start again, man. Bernie, start again. We need you to start. We had you for 5 seconds there, brother. All right. So what happened, man? What did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? I'll tell you what I want to do right now. All right. Now I'm going to go over here to make sure that... Fuck me. Okay. Bernie, you need to start your video again. Here, you know what, man? I'll refresh the page. Sorry about that. I should have refreshed. You're right. I know you're screaming at me right now. This is Bernie from Bike Week in Daytona Beach. Here we go. The live video will begin in a moment. Okay, Bernie, when you're ready to rock and roll, we are, man. So we got you ready to go. So his live thing will begin here in a moment. I realize I'm probably making a bigger thing out of this than... So we're waiting on Bernie in Daytona Beach. We had him for about 2 seconds. I had to go and turn some music off. And there he is. What the fuck is... Here he is.
Gentlemen, Phil Hendry fans.
There you go. What is going on with the buffering, man? Some of the shit from... Wait a minute, man. All right. Now, don't go anywhere, Bernie. What is this thing? Yeah. Bernie, we're having a hard time with the connection there, man. See, live video interrupted is what it says. God damn it. Okay, Bernie, we're, This shouldn't be this hard because it works pretty fucking well. All right, now hold on.
Phil Hendry fans.
What the fuck? Apparently, Bernie, you only have like 3 seconds of fucking video and then it goes away, brother. I gotta reboot. That's the problem I'm having. I'm not rebooting this motherfucker. Here we go. I don't believe it. I don't fucking believe it. No. I don't understand this. Yeah, it's interrupting right at that point. All right. You know, I'll keep an eye on this motherfucker. I don't know what to say. Yeah, right at that point, Bernie, it's the video is stopping. So maybe you got a shitty connection, man. I don't think it's us. We're going to figure this shit out, man. Don't worry about it, you know. Sorry, you guys. Get butt on it. Yeah, Nick, it's on your side, Phil. He's in congested bandwidth. Thousands of people on one browser. Yep. Bren, well, FUBAR. Yeah. Bernie, don't forget to fan out and spread out and fan out. No shit. Nick said the operative point there. He's got 8 million fucking people up his ass in this place. And one browser.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. 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 All right, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, we gotta just keep Bernie on a loop there. Bernie, you're doing good, man. You know, it's a noble effort, man. All right. No problem. Good effort. Phil, watched all the webisodes again this week for the first time in years, and I honestly can't fathom why no one has ever signed you to do a cartoon show based on your comedy. Hey, Doug, there's a good question, but we have had people approach us on that. We get these really hardcore fans, but they're not at the very top of the network. They're always at, like, some programming level. The most recent one was, about 3 years ago, this dude wanted to put together a pilot and pitch it to his guys. It was the same network that did the Ricky Gervais animated thing, but didn't happen. Todd Brooks, you could sample that in a sick beat. No shit. In a sick beat. Sorry. Ronnie, all right, ladies and gentlemen. Nathan, oh, yeah. That's the dance mix. That ain't bad.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Down foot. Got up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
One morning.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I got up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
To the bathroom.
To the all right, piss. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's my life.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
That's my life.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, that's enough. Bernie. Out of sight. Out of sight, man. Out of sight. Let me see. Burns. Wait. Dude. No, you're still... It ain't no good, man.
Hey! 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 Hey!
Okay, man. Bernie, you're doing noble work. I mean, you're trying, man. I know you're trying. I know you're trying, dude. But if you heard our the interpretation of the technical trip that we're getting here is that you are definitely in a congested area, very difficult for you to be doing. I bet you there's a million people doing goddamn Facebook Live from that area. So we're sorry. Thanks, dude, for doing that for us, though, man, Bernie. I haven't given up on you, man. I haven't given up on you. I'm still on your page here. I'll keep refreshing, and I'll keep looking and hoping and praying. Right now, we've gotten just, all right, ladies and gentlemen, and hey, Hayden, waiting for the Phil Hendry biopic. It's going to happen someday, long after I die. Brendan, I'm going to have some weird dreams tonight. Alexis, sounds like someone was yelling Donald Trump behind him. Jeff, Bernie, have a beer for us. Tina, string all the videos together and you got a conversation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hey. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hey. Nathan, hey. Lori, it's the Bernie Mix. Hayden, Ronnie, hey. Bryn, this can be sampled. William, Bernie could make future shows from all his locations. Yeah, man. So Bernie, get some good photos of old school choppers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, bang. All right, ladies and gentlemen, bang. Yeah, Bernie, that's a great effort, though, man. I appreciate that, man. Let me see if we got anything new from Bernie here. Oh, he's taking the thing down. Ah, shit. Bernie, wait, see. These are all other posts. See, there's his post. There's the two posts. One, two. He did two posts. What is this? The fuck is this? Weird. Oh, it's a giant pizza. He was watching some shit. Bernie's down with Facebook Live. He's loving it. Okay. Phil, is Ted's offering any specials today? Not that I know of. Well, yeah, I'm drinking one of Ted's specials. It's called the Mexican Mule. He makes it especially for me. Alexa, passing by to say hello. Phil Hendry, Alexa, and Anthony and Alexa. How you doing, guys? We're trying to get Bernie in from Daytona Beach. You guys are down in Naples, right? You should do what we're doing here. Anybody that wants to do a Facebook Live can do it from wherever you are, and we'll be able to see you, and we can talk to you, or at least we can hear you talk to us. So that's, you know, kind of a cool thing. So if anybody wants to pop on Facebook Live tonight, we'll go ahead and jam over to your page. I don't know whether or not I am necessarily your friend or your bosom buddy. Doug, Phil, Bernie G could be given his own citizens auxiliary police call out team from Florida. Yeah. Alexis, I bet you could make a commercial using those two clips, Phil. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hey. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hey. I love it, man. Patrick Shea from Kansas City, Missouri. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patty's Day to you, Patrick. Are we the only two Irish Catholics in the house? Who's Catholic, number one? Let's just get that out of the way. Are you Catholic and you know all about saints? And then who's Irish? Alex G., hey, fellow BSPs, I've been so busy with getting my ass kicked by college. It's not as bad as when Margaret kicks Bud's ass, but close. So I've totally missed out on this Friday night chats, but I'm here until spring break is over. Alex, how you doing, buddy? We've just signed up all of our beta testers. You guys will be getting emails over the next 2 days, and we'll tell you what to do. There's a link that we have for you to go to. Just so you guys know, we've on the beta site, we've made available, I think, something like 10 shows just for you to sample. So you get a feel for how the site works. We've got all the material transferred over. But for our auditors, we have a smaller kind of version of the archives for you to check in. Tina is Irish. She ain't no Catholic, though. Tina says, you don't want to see me right now. All right. How about our L? Our, who's the chick? Remember Hannah? Oh, yeah. Hannah Montana? No, forget it. I forget her name now. The tall, leggy blonde from the 80s. She was a girlfriend of Jackson Brown's. She was in Blade Runner and Wall Street. Her name was, I can't remember. Nathan Smith says, the Tedekin Mule, not bad. Wasey, I'm a Mick too, Phil. All right, there we go. Yvette's Catholic, so we got two Irish, and we got three Irish and two Catholics on the line here. Two Catholics. whatever. L, raised Catholic, but it never took. Irish on my dad's side. Paul Dettine, non-Catholic Italian. That's weird. What do you mean non-Catholic Italian? Tina, so I've been told. Bryn, the Pope is Catholic, I'm pretty sure. Hayden, is Father James McCorters Irish or Scottish? McCorters is, he's Irish, but he's got the Scottish name. Alexis, I'm not Catholic, but I'm a quarter Irish. Ken, Monsignor says we can eat corned beef today. Did he really? Do they still do that no meat on Friday bullshit? I haven't been a practicing Catholic in 40 years, you know, at least. Brendan is having himself at Ted Hatton. Beautiful. Daryl Hannah, that's it. Daryl Hannah. I thought her first name was Hannah. Daryl Hannah. Daryl Hannah had legs that went forever, man. You know, she was like all legs. James Kaufman, I'm not Catholic, but I'm willing to try. All right, man. That's beautiful. Wacy, Arby's beef witch in McWhorter's voice.
You know what I try? I give them an Arby's beef witch. What I do is I just, I try to buy them off of their Arby's beef witch just for a tickle.
Jesus. Jamie, I'm a Scotsman. I'm Scottish on my dad's side, Irish on my mom's side. That's how that goes down for me. Although I really don't know what I am on my dad's side. I know my mother, my grandmother on my dad's side, my grandfather on my dad's side. Forget it, Jack. We don't know who the fuck he is. So there's a Scottish Irish thing. Mostly, probably, if I was to be honest, I'm mostly Irish. Nick, I'm down in Hollywood, Florida at the moment, just off US 1, recovering before returning to work in May. Addiction, aside from being a BSP, blows dead apes. More time to use Twitter and hear archives. I'm not Catholic, but my mother is a Jack Catholic. So, Nick, were you in rehab? Well, you know, more power to you, brother, and we're glad that you're getting well. And stay that way, man. Rory McLeod, my background's Scottish like Irish, but we can hold our liquor. The Scots are like Irish, only they can hold their liquor. That's
not nice.
Very good, man. Very good. Vic Lombard, Italian Catholic. Frank, thanks to 23andMe, found out I've got 6% Irish in me. 23andMe is what? Is that ancestry thing? I gotta want to do that so much, man. I just so want to do that. I'd be fascinated to find out. I hope I got like fucking weird shit in me. Like, I hope I'm, you know, African, you know, like recently. I hope I'm like Jamaican or something. I don't know. Brendan, during Lent, they do. You can eat meat during Lent? Doug, oh yeah, St. Patrick's Day is a cool ritual unless you drink one too many adult beverages and then chase it with an ill-advised McDonald's Shamrock milkshake. Oh. Sure, fine way to play patty cake with the pavement. Oh my God, dude. That sounds like vomit-inducing. A fucking green fucking milkshake after you've just been drinking nothing but Bushmills all night. Just comes out sort of greenish brown and white. Just you remember the Monty Python movie where the dude is like just fire hosed vomited? I can't eat just one more thing. He eats one more thing and he just does a fire hose puke. Rory McLeod, Phil, is one of your sayings blows every ape from here to Sumatra? No, but sounds fucking great. Nathan, the Irish terrify me. That's a joke. Ken Forsey, I always loved, are you a practicing Catholic? Still trying, but don't have it down yet. Frank, saliva sample to 23andMe, and they'll give you a nice breakdown of your ancestry. I'm higher than average in Neanderthal. Bullshit. Did they tell you that? I don't know how it works, man. Doug, Daryl Hannah in the Mermaid movie and the one where Steve Martin had the big nose, Roxanne. She was so hot until that facelift. Really? I didn't see the facelift. Daryl Hannah, oh, wow, I didn't know she was in Roxanne. I remember the Mermaid movie sort of vaguely. Was it Splash or some shit like that? The first movie I saw Daryl Hannah in was Blade Runner. She had a very small part. And then Wall Street, you know. She was the trophy chick in Wall Street. Moving on here. Lori, I don't have any Irish in me, but I'm willing to try. Look out! Brendan, No, they do the no meat on Friday thing during Lent, but the rest of the year it's fine. Oh, really? Oh, okay, cool. Because it used to be you couldn't do it at all. Nathan Smith, does General Johnson Jameson offer a discount DNA profile service? I have a feeling it involves goblin juice, which probably wouldn't end well. I don't think so, man. Daryl Hannah was in Kill Bill?
Really? 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 I didn't know that.
I really. Carmaj Asada, Western Bagel does green bagels and green cream cheese cheap as shit the day after. Yeah, no shit. Tina, thanks for the visual, Phil. Sorry, but on the puking up the milkshake. Frank, Mr. Creosol, Monty Python, wafer thin mint. That's what caused him to puke. That's right. The dude ate a wafer thin mint, and just that was all it took. Brrr. Fucking, this dude just puked forever in this movie. The other puke scene that like goes on forever is in Team America. Remember when the puppet throws up in the alley? that was, you know. Better get a bucket. Roy McLeod, I use semi-real Phil sayings in real life, but I usually embellish on them. Well, that's what they're for. That's what you should do. When I use them, they're only starters. They're just starter sayings. You know, blows every ape it blows every ape in the herd or some shit. And then you could just take that and go places with it, man. Alexis, marrying King Francis, she changed it to be more French. What did I miss there? Nick, yeah, painkillers got away from me. Even library workers can fuck up, believe it or not. Archives are a decent escape for fentanyl. Well, a fentanyl withdrawal, especially having David Hall tear you a new ass. I'm so happy that you're better, man. Now, let me tell you something, Nick. Maria, my ex, who I'm really helping her this spring and summer because she's having hip replacement surgery. And that's what happens when we all get fucking old. And Maria's not old, but, you know, she was an athlete and she's done a lot of physical shit. And she's got arthritis in her genes. She's in a lot of fucking pain, and she's gone to a pain management doctor, and this guy has put her on some pain meds before her surgery, which isn't until June. And I said to her today, we were having lunch, I said, watch the fucking addiction on that shit. She said, don't worry, I know. She said, he's got her on these time release things. So, Nick, do you know about that, or you should just stay the fuck away from medication altogether? She's on this time release shit, which she says is great, because she was very conscious of that, so... King, James Coffin, I'm sending in for my BSP DNA testing kit. We got to do that. We learned two things from today's podcast where Phil learned you really want $300 worth, Dirty Harry movie, and of course, finally, that Chris Norton is a cousin with Jeff Dowder. Yes. I almost put Jeff on the line with Chris, but I was, for some reason, my mind couldn't put those two together. When I was doing the show, I was like, I couldn't differentiate. I almost slipped into Jeff while I was doing Chris. It was... I don't know, maybe it's something, maybe it's a function of getting tired or something. No, David, to call in and order you to drink beer and sing Oh Danny Boy this time, Phil. Oh, yeah, I remember that show. Now sing Danny Boy. Danny Boy, the pie. Come on, you look like a damn Mick. Nick, not trying to bring down the mood, but hey, shit happened. Hey, Nick, that ain't bringing me down, man. I'm good with that. I think that shit is interesting, man. I'm not trying to, you know, say I'm not dismissing it either. I think it's fascinating, and I'm very happy to hear that you beat it, and you're on the mend, man. That didn't bring down at all, man. That's good news, you know. And it just so happens, like I said, I got something like that happening in my life with my ex, Maria. So I'm going to be taking care of her, man. In June, she's going to have her surgery, and then she's going to be at the house, and we're going to have Millie, her dog, and it's going to be one big fucking happy family, I hope, because I got, you know, the cat, and then she'll be back on her feet. Hip replacement is fucked up, but it really is great. It works, and I found out my buddy, the Swede, just had it done in January. I mean, it's a bummer to talk about because it's like, you know, we're all a bunch of fucking old people walking around with canes and shit, but hey... You know, all of a sudden you turn around and you go, what the fuck, I'm old? How did that shit happen? And not only that, I got to get hip replacement shit. And not only that, I'm on a cane. And not only that, when I look in the mirror, I look like an old fucker. How'd that happen, man? 5 minutes ago, I was smoking weed, drinking beer, dancing down the middle of some street, getting hit by cars and beat up by cops. What happened to my life? It used to be good. All right, L. No meat on Friday is why fish fries are a big thing in Wisconsin, my home state, on Fridays. Fish fries? Man, I tell you what, I love fish and chips. I fucking love fish and chips. I just love it. And I say that because I don't have it enough. I don't eat it enough. I don't know where there is really good fish and chips where you can get fish and the fish where it's not like greasy. It's the greatest, man. Rory, Daryl Hannah was the chick with the eye patch who fought Uma Thurman in... That's it. In the fucking... Now I remember. Thanks, man. Hayden. Alexis, I'll have to look into that. I'm Scottish on my dad's side. Me too. I've traced some of my ancestry back to the 19th century. Brendan, Margaret Gray's voice. I don't like the way you say Fish Fridays.
I don't like the way you say Fish Fridays.
But I'm talking about Fish Friday.
Is that referring to something other than fish?
Bryn, my husband is a lapsed Catholic. He always gives up self-denial for Lent. That's good. That's probably funny, and I didn't get it. And he gives up self-denial. Oh. Tell that motherfucker to get on the stick, man. Tina, yeah, I remember that movie. Nick, he exploded after the wafer. L, hey, Phil, would Chris Norton let Daryl Hannah behind the rope? Oh, yeah. Chris, would you let Daryl Hannah behind the rope?
Daryl Hannah is, yeah, she's a blonde. Absolutely. You know, I would let her behind the rope. She could come past the rope, and then she's got to go through a few more steps before we work out if there's cess, and also what kind of cess, because there's levels of cess.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm not. I mean, would I shit you? You're my favorite turd, you know?
One thing you don't have, Chris, is a sense of humor.
I mean, cats that are into, like, porn and shit generally don't. I mean, you guys are, you know, into porn, but... Well, anyway, whatever that means. I would definitely tag Daryl Hannah. But the question is, it's never a question of whether I would. It's a question of whether I would let them. And so you need to reform the question.
Well, how? Okay. Would you let Daryl Hannah take you to bed and have sex with you?
I would have to right now say that's definitely affirmative, but things do change, depend upon scheduling and the Hank fact. If the hankiness, because you never know about Hank.
What do you mean by Hank? Hank Williams?
Oh, that's funny. That's good. No, I'm talking about Hank factor, as in the facial dimensions being jacked over.
All right, Chris. Well, thank you very much. You know, Chris tonight is behind a rope somewhere at a bar in Manhattan Beach. I guess he's at the Rusty Pelican. One of these nights, we got to hire a male model to play Chris Norton, put him behind a fucking rope at a bar at a Rusty Pelican or some shit. Josh Slocum's in Newport. I know the bar. Josh Slocum's in Newport Beach, which is the complete meat market at Newport Beach, and have that dude sit there just all, you know, with nursing a fucking rum and coke or some shit, and just have a cat just lifting the lifting the rope and letting... It would be a beautiful thing, man. We're going to work on that. My mom loves to say, this is Brendan, every New Year's, my resolution is to give something up for Lent, and every Lent, I give up New Year's resolutions. Nathan Smith, I've used 100 yards of dumbass jackball a few times. It's a pretty good saying. You're 100 yards of this or 100 yards of that is beautiful. Alexis Hayden, I recently traced my Scottish ancestry to the year 793. Laugh out loud. I don't know why. Patrick Shea, Daryl Hannah was Jackson Brown's wife, right? He was in the original Blue Oyster Cult. No, Patrick. Jackson Brown was a solo artist. Some people think he was in the Eagles. No, he wasn't. But he's mostly associated with the Eagles. And she was his girlfriend. And the other thing that happened was I actually got into trouble, I guess, with her. I mentioned the fact that he gave her a ring, and nobody was supposed to know that. And I mentioned it on the air when I was doing a morning show at KLSX. And I heard back that she said something along the lines of, I don't like hearing about my ring on the radio. Doug, oh yeah, isn't Bob Meade a porn actor name from when Beavis and Butthead find a porn tape VHS style? Would be awesome if you and Mike Judge did a new cartoon together. Is it? Because the name Bob Meade just absolutely came to me spontaneous. So if that is a Mike Judge line, I wasn't lifting it, man. I just, maybe I just, yeah, you're right. I think like Judge. L, Brendan, wonder what Margaret would think of tartar sauce. Brendan, L, I think tartar sauce might just be enough to stun her into a dangerous silence. Hayden, Alexis, wow. Yvette, C, Rory McLeod, the McLeod clan is one of the most powerful, or was in Scotland. They have their own island and a completely intact castle. God damn it. They've got their own island and a completely intact castle. Just like a wop to bring a knife to a gunfight. That's the only way I can do Ian, what's his name? James Bond? Sean Connery, that's it. L, no doubt Margaret would find a way to use tartar sauce as taking one off the chin. You're fucked up. Bryn, the collective noun for ape is a shrewdness. So therefore, a bad situation blows every ape in the shrewdness. Oh, you mean a collection of apes? No shit. I know there's a gaggle of geese, and there's a coven of witches, and there's a flock of this, and yeah, there's weird, yeah, a pod of whales. Bryn, why in heaven's name that stuck in my head is beyond me. I think it's pretty cool, Bryn. I think it's good information. Carnage Asada, you talked about this a few weeks ago, but I'm one of the BSPs who loves the pre-show. Thank you, Carnage. As a matter of fact, where the hell is fucking Allie tonight? She's not with us. Hope she's okay. Allie and I think Bryn or Yvette said they liked the pre-show. Carnage, thank you for weighing in. You're the fourth person. I don't have any plans on stopping it. I like doing it, but I just wonder, you know, from time to time who listens to it. There's also a guy, I told you, Lauren Keller, who transcribes these, and I think someday he wants to turn it into a book. I may have to actually talk to Lauren and say, are you a writer? Because I don't know. He may be. Ronnie says he just popped a Norco. What's that, dude? Is that a pain pill or is it a pimple or what is that? Rory McLeod. The McLeod's Island, Sky, is also the place where Talcaster is made? I can't see that, man. Talisker. Now, what is that, dude? Is that a whiskey? Naturally, I assume it's a whiskey because, well, what else would they make in... I'm kidding. Naturally, it has to be... What the fuck else do those people make? Interesting. L. Doug, but tartar sauce will never come close to the sauce dripping off that Greek hero. Yeah.
That ain't cucumber sauce.
Alexis, Hayden, I'm a bit obsessed with ancestry. I think I took over the mantle when my aunt passed away a few years ago. If she could only see the technology resources now. So your aunt was really into ancestry, Alexis? My father was into the family, what do you call it, coat of arms? So I know what the Henry coat of arms is, but I just, beyond that, I don't know shit. You know, I'll do the DNA test thing, man. That will finally, that puts to rest a lot of shit, you know? That solves a lot of arguments. I wish that like half the cats from the South who are like hardcore, you know, Confederate States forever kind of shit. I wish that they had their DNA tested and it like comes back one quarter African American. That would be beautiful. All right. Jeff, can you have Debbie Daly sing Feelings, Nothing More Than Feelings? Debbie? What?
I'm not. No, not to make fun of you.
Well, yeah, you are. Yeah, I think I'm getting fucked.
You know, your mouth has gotten really rancid.
You know, if you want to help me, you know, we can have a go.
No, I don't want to have a go.
Healing, nothing more than healing. I need a hit me.
All right. You're not a singer, are you?
No.
All right, Deb. Thanks a lot, Deb.
Mm-hmm.
Bryn, Rory McLeod, Talisker. Oh, is that your name? Yvette, so cool you're helping Maria. My hubby spent many years crawling around airplanes as an avionics tech. He may have to have his hip replaced. You know, Yvette, tell your husband, from what I've learned, from what Maria's gone through, from what the Swede's gone through, this shit is no sweat. It's like they do so many of them now. It's like in, out, boom, boom. They got you walking the next day. It's like one of those sort of, you know, surgeries that used to be really weird sounding and scary sounding, and now it's like they got it down and it's almost like an outpatient thing. Not quite, but Maria was telling me, the doctor said, yeah, we have you walking the next day. And the Swede, he's back golfing now. He had his done in January, and the dude's fucking hitting golf balls. So pretty interesting. Jamie, I listened to an interview with Ryan Murphy this week on NPR. He sounds like a gay, articulate Chris Norton. Who's Ryan Murphy? Sorry if it's somebody I should know, I don't. Wacy, that ain't cucumber dressing. Tina, I'm having a knee problem. So, Tina, do you need a new knee or do you just want the good meds they give you? Bryn, yes, 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 Talisker. What is that shit? Is that a name or is that a whiskey? Doug, Phil, how long did you have to practice Frank Gray's gender confusion talks, or does it just come naturally to mix it up? Also, same thing with the Margaret Gray's Players Club. The Margaret Gray Players Club is really fucking hard. I didn't know how hard it was. And I did a whole hour the other day, and, you know, that was hard. I used to go back and edit the show 100%. I would go through everything and edit. I would tighten things up. I don't do that anymore. What I do edit are the commercials and the traffic. That's the only ones, and I let the rest of the show just fly. But I have to say that the Margaret Gray Players one, I did edit. Because there are periods where I'm like, what fucking voice am I supposed to be doing? It really blew me off, or blew me away. I blew myself off, or I blew myself. And then your other question has to do with gender. That's not hard at all. You just go slow. You just go slow. I've learned that to be a very good lesson in just about anything you do when it comes to entertainment. Slow down, and you'll be able to think of things. But so I'll just, well, you know, the idea is, I got to remember that I'll slow it down and I'll think of it. The one that I tried the other day where Frank was talking about a crossdresser who's gay, so he gets the gender right. Now, what would really fuck up, you know, me and a whole show is to have a gay guy and straight people, and like the gay guy marries someone who he doesn't know is straight, you know, and so Frank gets it all right because he has this detector. So, and he married her, which was very strange because they're both guys. So yeah, he married her. So he married Bob Schlesinger. And why would Bob Schlesinger consent to being married if he's straight? Well, Bob Schlesinger knew that he had money, but he didn't know that she had money. He just thought that she was gay, a gay man. Naturally, you would. Why wouldn't you? If a guy wants to marry you, wouldn't you assume that she's gay? See, that would be, but you still got to do the guy's, never mind. That's a problem. That's called problems only Phil has. Nathan, I have a coworker who had a hip replacement last year. He said it's the best thing that's happened to him. He's walking a lot better and back to hiking. No shit, man. That's what I hear. James, Rory McLeod, I've been to that castle in 1981 Scotland trip to visit Ian Anderson's house on the Isle of Skye. What? You went to visit Ian Anderson's house, James? It's one of my favorite bands of all time. Used to be, anyway, Jethro Tull. Paul Dentino, remember when David made Phil sing the Friends theme song while taking a bath? Good times. That's that duck I got, Phil. Bryn McLaughlin, Talisker actually tastes good with dark chocolate. Well, it's good with everything, but surprisingly good with dark chocolate. Everybody knows this fucking Talisker shit. Alexis, I love fish and chips too, Phil. Ain't it the best? Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Rory McLeod, I love it when people are in the bath and call in. Nathan, I like H Salt and fish and chips out in LA County. Yeah, H Salt, fish and chips. There was also who was the guy? Arthur Treacher was the announcer for, this is way back, you guys are probably too young, but Merv Griffin used to do a late night talk show, and his announcer, you know, like Johnny had Doc Severinsen, right? Ed McMahon, and whoever. Merv Griffin had Arthur Treacher. I didn't know who this guy was, But Arthur Treacher, got famous enough here in L.A. where he opened up a fish and chips place. He opened up a series of fish and chips places in the late 60s. And that's the first time I ever had fish and chips, going into an Arthur fucking Treacher's, and it was the best thing I ever had in my life. Almost changed my life for the better. Bryn, fish and chips and mushy peas. What are those called, by the way, Bryn? They got a name. Brennan, there is some damn good fish and chips up here, Phil. You ever get a wild hair to travel to Alaska, I'll treat you. Sounds good, man. I want to get up to Alaska. I want to go to, if I go to Alaska, though, I want to go like hiking or some shit. But, you know, that's wild up there, man. That's a wild thing up there. You know, like, you guys ever see Grizzly Man, the movie about that cat that went up there and got killed by a fucking grizzly bear? He and his girlfriend both got killed by this bear. And it's pretty gruesome because it was, the audio of it was captured on a video recorder that he had on, but he had the lens cap on. So all you heard was the audio. And who's the guy? Werner Herzog was the director of this documentary. And he brings this tape to the girlfriend of Tim Treadaway is this guy's name. He had two girlfriends, one up in Alaska, this chick in California. He brings it to her because it's, I guess by law, she's inherited it. And he asks her, can I listen to the tape? And she lets him. She's never heard it. And the first thing he says to her is, don't ever listen to that and destroy it. Don't give it to anybody. Don't let anybody have it and destroy it. And I think that's what happened with it. So, hate to bum you up, but L, absolutely, you crack me up, man. Brendan, damn delicious with some malt vinegar. Okay, where are we at? Okay, Doug, Rory McLeod, the general is always the first one to get pissed off and perturbed by it. Bathroom or anyone just that just goes, ah, yeah, funny, like when Steve Dooley loved grape gum. Brendan, Tina, do they use a corn batter? That can be good with catfish. What are you guys talking about now? That sounds sick. That sounds sec, as in sex and sick. Lori, I'm dying laughing cess for everyone. Nick, pretty much medical pot is the future for me. Fuck opiates. I have such a natural tolerance. I started at levels that end people. Yeah, just make sure to watch with Maria as if it can spiral quick. Dependency, etc. You're in Cali, so I advise go with anything else but opiates. Pain tolerance can mess your mind up. Yeah, well, she doesn't have very good pain tolerance. You know what I'm saying? So, and she was thinking about going for medical marijuana. You got to get a doctor to prescribe it. There's also salves, like fucking, you know, muscle rubs that are cannabis-based. I don't know how well they work. I've never tried them, but Ken Forsey, I got to hit the back G and work on my serious stare. All right, man. Does that mean going to sleep? Nathan Smith, Chris is roped off at the Rusty Pelican right now. Dear Phil, here's Jeff for the first time tonight. What do you think of Michael Savage being assaulted in Tiburon recently? And if it happened to you, would you fight back? Did that really happen? Was he assaulted physically or was he assaulted, you know, like verbally or what happened? Look that up. Of course I'd fight back. I'm not saying I'd win the fight, but if somebody was pounding on me physically, what else are you going to do? You know? If they got a gun, I suppose I'd just, like, go. Accident. Aaron, FYI, there's a restaurant near where I live that's called the Rusty Pelican. Yeah, Aaron, it's a chain. There's a number of them. I don't know if, it's a family restaurant? I don't know if yours, I was going to ask, is yours a part of that chain or is it an independent thing? Because I don't think the Rusty Pelican as a chain exists anymore, but it did. James Kaufman, cess, but only with the mermaid costume on. Roy McLeod, Phil probably won't see any of the rest of these posts tonight. I'm looking at him. Brennan, I'm not sure what they use. All I know is that it's a gluten-free panko breading. You guys are still talking about fucking fish and chips. Jamie, imagine the Rusty Pelican as the Hinano here in Venice. Is that Venice, California, Jamie? Yeah, whichever is a bar where there's a, it's just a meat market, you know. Doug, Aaron, we need pictures of that Rusty Pelican restaurant. James Kaufman, Daryl Hannah, Sessack, fish and chips. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Ken Forsey, best line, you fell out of the dumbass tree and hit every branch on the way down. Jack Wagon, Keith Thorla. Keith, where are you from, man? That's the first time I've heard that name. Keith Thorla. Alex G, forget Elcott. I joined whatever religion that Chris starts. Aaron, I'll work on the photos. Brent McLaughlin, Nick, keep up. Aaron's going to send us pictures of the Rusty Pelican. Nick, keep up the good work. I know sometimes it can get down to like 15-minute increments, but then before you know it, there's an hour and a day, and good for you. No shit, man. I had an engineer who was, he and his wife recovered, I can't believe this, but they were two of the most amazing people. He and his wife went through heroin addiction and heroin withdrawal and got clean and got, you know, well, and went on to, you know, have a good life and have a daughter. Just an incredible fucking story that the two of these people went through this shit and came out the other end, and they were still together, you know. Man, Carnage Asada, Murder of Crows. Nick, even pain management docs here are moving on to medical pot, which isn't covered by insurance, so arcane rules and dragging ass on laws. Yet I could smell it all walking down US 1 tonight. So ironic, not dipshits about it here, down here, as opposed to rural Florida where meth reigns. Where are you at, Nick? Oh, you're in Hollywood, Florida. When you say US 1, man, is that A1A? Roy McLeod, a collection of pandas is an embarrassment. Doug, didn't Chris Norton use to always work out on Hermosa Beach and do dance moves to show off to the girls? Yes. That was Chris. One of the things I do, if I could just... Yeah, go ahead. Well, you look like you're impatient. Go ahead, man. All right. Well, if you were a chick, you would definitely dig it, Phil. But one of the things I do... is I drop, you know, first of all, I like to check out just to see what my, you know, my biceps look like. So I'm like, yeah, you know. And, what? So when I played quarterback, I checked my biceps. So I drop down, and then immediately the butt cheeks clench in. That's called a involuntary clench. And they will clench in on a copy of the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu, okay?
Why the Tao Te Ching?
I don't know. I just found it. You know what it's about? No. But I page through it like I know what I'm doing. And then the next thing I do is then I will do the full split over an uncracked egg and stopping just short of cracking it, you know? You know, Miss Henry?
Yeah, motherfucker.
I know. Wow, man. What a dick. All right, sports fans, that's it. That's all I got. That's who I am. That's what I am. That's all I ever will be. Thank you very much for being with us. We're going to be in touch with all of you guys who are the beta test auditors. The beta testers will be in touch with you this weekend. We'll set you loose on the website, man. Tell us what you think about it, okay? Thank you. This has been really cool tonight, you guys. This is a lot of fun. Really cracked me up. And also, wherever Bernie G is, man, dude, thank you for doing that for us, man. Bernie, we got to do more of that, you know? What happened, man? I'm trying to get to 100% on this bitch.
All right,
y'all. See you later.